welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. At the beginning of 2021, the United Kingdom officially parted ways with the European Union in the landmark event known as Brexit. Under Brexit, regulatory reforms have created challenges for pharmaceutical companies, including biosimilar developers, forcing them to restructure their activities to fit the needs of the British government's policies and ensure that their products could still be marketed in the United Kingdom and across the European Union. The new regulatory independence in the United Kingdom has also created opportunities for innovation and growth. We spoke with Maria Manley, a London-based partner with Sydney Austin and an expert on the life sciences, about the pros and cons of Brexit for the UK's biologics industry. So, in terms of compliance, how much more restrictive is life going to be for biosimilar manufacturers and developers? And how is this likely to affect the pace of approvals, drug development, and market acceptance for these products?
That's a very good question. I mean, the UK and the EU system, as I said, are extreme aligned at the moment. And therefore, the core, the basis of the legislation hasn't changed that much. What has been the changes is adaptation, but the MHRA and the UK have taken the opportunity to put in place a legal framework applicable to biologics and biosimilars, which makes it easier and less burdensome for companies to apply for marketing authorization. For example, in relation to biosimilars, the MHRA has public guidance, which is in consultation, was in consultation until I think about October, November last year, to help developers of biosimilar to understand the EU requirements and what they've done. Although the guidance and the legislation is very much based on the same legal framework applicable in the EU, there is two significant differences which aim to simplify the procedure. The first one is the lack of requirement for in vivo studies in animals. And the second is there is no requirement in most cases for comparability efficacy trial. So that's quite important. In addition to this, there is various new legal framework who are in place, which have demonstrated already with the COVID procedures that they were very effective. One of those pathway, it's called the Innovative Licensing and Access Pathway. Which it's aimed for innovative medicines, and it's meant to be accelerating the time required for the medicine to get access to the market. And it's available to biological medicinal products. In that context as well, the MHRA has made it very clear that they would be eager and willing to accept real-world evidence in support of those regulatory submissions. And that's quite an interesting new pathway that's been put in place because it also involves other stakeholders, which are crucial for having an effective market access, which is the payers and bodies that we have in the UK, which assess the cost-effectiveness of a product. In addition to that, there is also a procedure called the new rolling review procedure, which has been used, for example, in the context of the COVID vaccine application, and which is intended to really streamline the development of novel medicine by offering periodic enhanced regulatory interactions. This is meant to reduce the risk of failure at the final stage and to ensure that the application is moving as fast as possible and addressing any potential issue that the regulators may have. And this procedure is available for any new active substance and of course apply as well to biosimilar and biological products, which is very, very important. And there is a third procedure in place, which is the Accelerated Access Collaboration Procedure, which is a partnership between patient group, government body, industry, and NHS body. NHS is a national health system. We work together to streamline the adoption of new innovation in healthcare and also speed up patient access to innovative treatment. So this ACC, this Accelerated Access Collaboration, is now the umbrella organization for the UK health innovation, and it supports all type of innovations, particularly focused on medicinal products, including biologics and biosimilars.
Well, Maria, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, and thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes, and until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.